Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number one. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number two. Edition one was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory number two. At the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number two will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory number two a huge success.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and product. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM. At 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory number 2 a huge success.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, what state you're in, we welcome you to the OPT network this morning. Well, it's Wednesday. And the month is almost over. Can you believe it? It is May 30th already. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. And you know, during the school year, we try to remind you every morning about watching out for kids who are headed to school. We know that school is officially out, but they're going to be in a few days, next couple weeks, they're going to be kids in summer school. But kids are out and about, and we've been talking about making sure that as you're traveling in and as you're going about your day, that you're watching out for those kids who are just really milling about, doing a whole lot of nothing, just walking the streets. And so we want you to be mindful throughout your day. Be careful. Watch out for them, because I can tell you just from experience being out there, they're not paying attention to their surroundings. And so please be careful. Make sure that you're watching out for kids who are out of school this summer. And you know what? We're still looking for things. I know a lot of parents still have not connected with something for their kids to do for the entire summer, or even for a couple of weeks. So we want to hear about what's going on, and we want to try to get our listeners up to speed about what kids can do during the summer that keeps them engaged and most importantly, keeps them safe. And so a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about some summer safety tips and how to keep our kids safe during the summer. We know that this is a time, parents, that kids find to get into a lot of things, especially when you're at work and they're at home. And unfortunately, for many families, that is the case. So we're going to give you some summer safety tips that will hopefully keep you and your kids safe this summer. But you know, I wanted to talk about this morning. I've been talking to a lot of ladies and a lot of people that have said, DC, that in the mornings when they wake up, they're just still tired. And a lot of people have been complaining about being tired and not feeling rested. And so we went to work and we found a study that said, this study was done by the Horlicks Foundation, that said around 10 million people are shattered in the morning and they struggle to get out of bed every single morning. And so since people are talking about it, DC is pointing to somebody in the studio, we pop out of bed in the morning, but sometimes during the day, that fatigue can catch up with you. And so they say that there are some reasons if you're waking up in the morning and you're feeling like you just haven't gotten enough rest, that there are some things that you can look at that might make a difference. Things that really you may not even think about. The first thing is, do you have the right pillow? Isn't that something? They say even if you go to bed early and you think you're getting enough sleep, through the morning, until the morning, your pillow could be undoing all of your good work by going to bed early. The right pillow will support your neck and spine and, get this, prevent back pain. An old or uncomfortable pillow means that you'll toss and turn all night, which stops your body from getting the rest it needs, and it ends up making you feel tired. Now, who knew that the right pillow or the wrong pillow could prevent you from getting enough sleep at night? And I know that there are people out there saying that, you know what, I've had my pillow forever, but that could be a key indicator. Maybe you need to invest in a new pillow. And it says, here's the pillow test. It says, place the middle of the pillow over your arm. If the sides hang down, it's time to buy a new pillow. Let me say that again. Place the middle of the pillow over your arm. If the sides hang down, if the sides of the pillow hang down, then that's a key indicator that you need to buy a new pillow. And so these are just a couple of tips that we want to give you this morning. If you're waking up in the morning and you're feeling you didn't have enough rest, then the next question they ask or pose is, do you smoke? Smoking the last thing at night can mean your quality of sleep suffers, even though you think that you've had enough sleep, as nicotine is a stimulant. So nicotine makes you feel stimulated. And it says, if you do smoke, try to have your last cigarette at least 4 hours before bedtime. Nicotine patches or chewing gum can also affect your sleep. So there are some things that we're doing or that we shouldn't be doing that could be affecting our sleep at night. And then they say, do you wake up a lot during the night? A lot of people wake up in the night so briefly that they can't remember doing it. So making us think that we've slept right through. But if you do this more than 5 times a night, it can be equivalent to losing an hour or hours of sleep. So ask yourself, is my room too light? Does my partner snore? Am I worried about things? These can all make us wake up during the night. So really, it's important that you make sure before you go to bed that you empty your mind. And you may be saying, what in the world? Well, that could just simply mean taking all the rigors of the day, of the week, all of your worries, and just literally emptying them out of your mind. Just putting all of that to rest. because a lot of us go to bed at night and we worry. And I know for me, I go to bed at night and sometimes it's hard for me to turn my brain off to actually go to sleep because I'm thinking about everything that happened during the day. I'm thinking about what's next for tomorrow and what I have on my agenda, what needs to be done, what I should have got. You know, just so many things happen in your mind. And the experts say that this too can affect your sleep. And sometimes we think that we're sleeping, but we're not necessarily resting. So at night, try this before you go to bed, and I'm starting as well, to empty my mind of everything that happened during the day and just literally releasing it. Just identifying what it is that I'm concerned about, what it is that I'm planning for, and just simply saying, I release that. I release that. Until you feel a sense of peace and a sense of comfort, and just allow those things and yourself to be. And then experts say that you really need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And I know people are saying that is absolutely impossible. And I still struggle with getting that amount of sleep at night. But experts say that your body needs enough sleep, enough hours of sleep to feel rested. And the last thing I want to share with you is that it is hot in Louisiana and it is humid. And one of the things that the experts suggest is that when your body is dehydrated, it will make you feel tired. And so one of the things that we want you to really be mindful about, especially as the summer heat, I don't think we've even gotten close to how hot it's going to be. As the summer heat continues to approach, that you keep yourself and your kids hydrated, especially if you're outdoors, because dehydration can be something that will make you feel tired and something that will, if it gets bad enough, will send you to the emergency room. So we want to make sure that we as adults stay hydrated and that our kids stay hydrated. And especially if you work outdoors, it is hot out there. So remember, keep hydrated. Make sure that you are drinking water. There is absolutely no substitute for water. And make sure that your body maintains the necessary electrolytes to make sure that you stay hydrated. It's a great Wednesday. It looks, however, this morning like it is cloudy outside, like we may get some rain. Not sure about it, but as we were driving in, it did seem like it was cloudy and sort of overcast. So make sure that you're planning for the day, but it is hot already. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll have more right after this.
So brand new, we took the vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, but just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk, the Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path. Make sure that your finances are on point by phoning Carol Kinder. The number is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. If you're having any insurance questions or any insurance needs, especially as hurricane season is approaching, make sure that you phone Kyle Wolf at 318-346-6695. We also want to remind you about the Children's Miracle Network coming up this weekend. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital offers a full range of specialty and subspecialty services for pediatric patients, such as newborn nurseries, prenatal natology clinic, a neonatal intensive care unit, plus so much more. And they are working hard to be the change that they want to see in our community. So we want to remind you about the Children's Miracle Network happening on the 2nd and the 3rd. And on Sunday, they will be having barbecue dinners for just a donation, a small donation of $5. It's a full meal. They're great dinners, and they hope to sell at least 1,000 dinners. So make sure that you go out and be a part of helping the change that you want to see in your community. And you know, when we think about taking care of our kids, it's not just kids in foreign countries. It's kids right here in our community and within our state. And that money stays right here in Central Louisiana to help children and to help families. And we heard a lot about that on yesterday, and there's so many families that benefit from the Children's Miracle Network. And so you can make a miracle happen right here in Central Louisiana just by being the change that you want to see. The balloons are on sale throughout the city for just $1, and they have raised literally billions of dollars, $1 at a time. And that speaks to such great possibility, D.C. And anytime you think about raising money and you think about people just giving a dollar here, a dollar there, and they've been able to raise billions with a B dollars for the Children's Miracle Network and for their families. Also, as we switch gears, you know, at the top of the show, I was talking about summertime and it being really a vulnerable time for families and for kids, especially for those kids that are unsupervised. And pools, lakes, and ponds, and even beaches mean summer fun and cool relief from the extremely hot weather, especially right here in Louisiana. But we know that water can also be dangerous for kids. And if you don't take proper precautions, then it could end up in a bad situation. And statistics show that nearly 1,000 kids die every year by drowning. And most of those drownings occur in home swimming pools. It's the second leading cause of accidental death for people between the ages of, get this, 5 years old and 24 years old. But the good news is that there are many, many ways to keep our kids safe in the water and to make sure that we are taking the right precautions so that our kids are safe. And keeping kids safe is a constant issue, especially during summer months. And what statistics show is that young children are especially vulnerable, and they can drown in less than 2 inches of water. And that means that drowning can happen when you least expect it. The sink, the toilet bowl, fountains, buckets, inflatable pools, or small bodies of standing water around your home, like ditches filled with rainwater. And of course, we haven't gotten much rain, but we still want to be mindful as kids are out and about, and especially if your kids are out and they're not out with you and they're out at swimming areas, you want to make sure that you
let the person know that they're with, hopefully the adult that they're with, that your kids can or cannot swim, because we know if you've had small children or been around small children, they'll tell you that they can swim and they think they can swim, but they really can't swim. So don't assume that a child knows how to swim and they could be at risk for drowning. So we want to make sure that all kids are supervised, especially in water, no matter what their swimming levels are. Infants, toddlers, and weak swimmers should have an adult swimmer within arm's reach to provide touch supervision, is what they're calling it, so that you can reach out and you can get those kids quickly. And for a lot of communities, this is a problem because many of our kids love the water, but they don't know how to swim. So we just want you to be mindful about that. And also another precaution that we want to take, and we see it all the time, when you go into the grocery store, that kids are sitting in hot cars. And that is very, very vulnerable for small children, the heat. So make sure that you're not leaving children and even the elderly in cars that are hot, and even our pets. We want to make sure that a lot of people take their pets to the store with them. We want to make sure that we don't leave our animals, children, and older people in vehicles for, you know, uncertain amount of times in the heat, because we know that Louisiana heat is sometimes unbearable. And so we don't want to hear about babies being unattended in cars and even animals. So we know at least our seniors know how to fend for themselves. They can open a door or a window. But children, of course, have no recourse to help themselves. So make sure, even if you think you're only going to be in Walmart or in the store for just a minute, that you don't leave those small children that are vulnerable to the heat in cars unattended. And these are just a few of the things that we can do to make sure that our kids are safe this summer. A lot of kids are going to be starting football in just a couple weeks. A lot of baseball still going on. Also, the experts say make sure that your kids are hydrated enough. Make sure that they're drinking water. Make sure that they're restoring those electrolytes. Gatorade and those Powerade drinks are also good, but they say there is no substitute, DC, for water and staying hydrated. And sometimes we just have to make sure that we do the work on our end as parents to make sure that kids are drinking enough in the heat. And as I said earlier, the summer has not even taken off really good yet. And we know that things can happen. And just at our own house this weekend, we had a house fire that could have turned out very badly had we not been there, just because of a surge that happened through our electric company. And so parents, make sure that you have smoke detectors in your home to alert the family that smoke has come into the home or that there is fire happening in the house. And a lot of kids, make sure that we're making sure we tell our kids not to use the stove and the oven when we're not at home. These are all little safety measures and tips that we can take to make sure that our kids are safe this summer. You're on point, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about tobacco-free living and what's happening in Natchitoches and how you can be the change, Natchitoches, that you want to see in your community. All that plus more when we come back right after this.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. They deserve serious consideration. And you know what? We see it every single day, sometimes more than once a day, accidents, especially in the traffic circle. If you've been in a car accident and you need to know what to do next, the first thing you should do is phone for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Terra Home, if you're looking for a unique giftable, start at Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, Axion, Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And you can phone them at 888-215-2373, Get Wired Satellites, and, of course,
Christus St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. And don't forget, we're going to be reminding you all the way up until this weekend about the Children's Miracle Network. This morning, we're switching gears, and yesterday, you might remember that we told you about the big meeting that was happening in Natchitoches. Well, we're rejoined by Fiamula Bradley, who is the Region 7 Coordinator for Tobacco-Free Living, and we're talking about what is happening all over the state, and that each and every day, more than 1,200 people die due to smoking. And so it's a subject that we want to continue to talk about until we have a smoke-free state in all places, all workplaces. Fiamula, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, this meeting was really last minute on the agenda in terms of people finding out. And so we wanted to trumpet the message to all of our friends and networkers in the Natchitoches area. But people really showed up. So tell us what happened at the meeting last evening.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. Good morning, OPT Network. You know, the council had an opportunity to hear from their constituents, which is always so important. And the support for 100% smoke-free workplaces was overwhelming. There were several other meetings and different things going on in the city. But, you know, approximately 50 supporters came out in attendance. They had their Black Lives Be Totally Clear t-shirts on.
All right.
They had signage. Mm-hmm. And they were ready to talk about the issue that was important to them and what was important and what they wanted to see happen in their community. There were people from a variety of professional and ethnic persuasions. Supporters covered all sectors. We had two local businessmen, Scott Lemery and J.W. Scarver. They were on point. They talked about from a business and a health perspective why it was important. There's a local musician, Catrice LaCour, who is world-traveled, but he's a resident of Natchitoches. You know, he was there, and he talked about why it was important, not only as a musician, and that was, you know, a part of his livelihood, but Catrice is also an educator. He says, I educate mm-hmm. young children every day, and the behavior that we model as adults is important. So, you know, he was on point. There was a letter read from a bingo hall worker.
Uh-huh.
The lady stated, you know, she says, you know, I don't know that I'm going to come to the meeting because I, for fear of repercussions, you know, I need to work.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but I want my voice heard. So a local coalition member, Ms. Ruggio, passionately read that letter and conveyed the message of how the lady enjoyed her job.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but, you know, I leave going home smelling like smoke. You know, I'm coughing. You know, I've noticed some health issues, so I'm concerned about my own health. And there was a young lady who was 18 years old, Gabrielle Galleon. You know, she spoke passionately about not only why it was important for her personally, but she talked about how that decision would impact her generation.
Wow.
So, you know, people came out. People talked. Pastor Harris, you know, one of the local pastors,
mm-hmm.
talked about how, you know, his job as a pastor is oftentimes nurturing people and seeing them even to the end of their lives when they've been impacted,
mm-hmm.
when they either smoked or when they were, you know, perhaps exposed to secondhand smoke, and how dreadful that is. But that's a part of his responsibility,
right,
as a pastor.
And so Fiamula, let me make this point, and I want you to speak to this, because we know that fear of change is always at the front of people's minds when they're trying to make these decisions. And we know that fear drives a lot of the lack of decision making.
You know, fear, you know, we said this on the show, and we say it in our personal lives many times, but fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
It means that there's this thing that we think about And we're apprehensive about doing, but the fear, the thought of it happening and what could possibly happen, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the evidence is overwhelming that when bars and charitable gaming and casinos go smoke-free, that there is no negative impact on the bottom line, on the dollar,
mm-hmm.
because we understand clearly businesses go into business to make money.
Right.
I mean, we understand that. However, there's a very unique situation in Natchitoches, and it may not always work like this in every community, but in Natchitoches, there are two bingo halls. Mm-hmm. And the two bingo halls are actually owned, it's my understanding, by the same people. Now, what's unique about that is if and when that those bingo halls would consider going smoke-free, 100% smoke-free, guess what? They have no competition. So it's not like people will leave their establishment and go to another establishment because they own the only two in the city.
Right. And so,
and guess what? They're not going to drive to Alexandria because guess what? They were the forerunners, and they're already 100% smoke-free.
And I wanted I wanted you to address that, Fiamula, that it is smoke-free, the bingo halls in Alexandria, and can they use that as a paradigm in Natchitoches to let people know, and even the owners, that, you know, it has worked and people have been very pleased with the outcome?
Absolutely. And we have, you know, we've received a statement or comments from the ownership there in the Alexandria area to go so far as to say that, that business is doing well. People are enjoying it. People are making very positive comments about it. Obviously, you want to please your customers. Customers are making very positive comments about it. And it has also been stated by an establishment in the Alexandria area that since, and we know that that's only been since January, mm-hmm. so we're actually talking less than 6 months,
right,
that they have seen business increased by at least 20%, you know, since, you know, before the ordinance went into effect. So again, there is no negative impact. And you know, oftentimes we look at studies in other places because, of course, they have modeled it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a place that your neighboring city that's right next door, if you will, right in the back door, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can look at it from that vantage point and see that that community is continues to thrive and mm-hmm. do well and protect lives and still be able to provide that protection for everyone.
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, Fiamula, but when we come back, we're going to tell the great folks of Natchitoches, Louisiana, how they can get on board and become 100% smoke-free right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit
Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor, is selling delicious oat milk products straight from Monroeville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. The Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You know what? It's Wednesday already. We're in the middle of the week, and it's all downhill from here. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. And you know, statistics and scientists say that pests and mosquitoes are going to be at an all-time high this summer because we had literally no real winter. So not only are pests going to be bad, but also those termites. 50 years of experience J&J Exterminating has. We want you to phone them for a free consultation to make sure that your house is on point. And there are pests, and your house is pest-free. Here's the number. It's 800-819-5323. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union with a heart. If you have gotten away and your bank is no longer offering free checking, well, Heart of Louisiana is still offering free checking. For more information about free checking, plus so much more, phone the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union by dialing 318-473-5652. Also, we want you to make sure that you get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. She's always on point, knows about insurance and what is going to make your life more comfortable in terms of insurance. Here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Also, McDonald's of Pineville and Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. And for more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, log on to www.BeResponsible.com. If you're just joining the OPT network this morning, you know that over the last, year or so, we have really, really worked hard with the folks from Tobacco Free Living to advocate smoke-free workplaces. And Fiamula Bradley is our Region 7 coordinator for Tobacco Free Living. And right now, we're talking about Natchitoches, and Natchitoches being the change that they want to see in all workplaces and making sure that those workplaces are 100% smoke-free. And Fiamula, during the break, we were talking about, and yesterday, And I love what you said about the movement. In order for a movement to be and to exist, it must keep moving. So I want you to speak to the great folks in Natchitoches and talk about what they need to do to make this movement a real reality.
Absolutely, Carlette. It's going to be critical that community members continue to visibly support the movement. You know, I kind of jokingly say that, you know, the T-shirts aren't night shirts, they're day shirts. So that means, you know, wearing those, let's be totally clear, T-shirts in a show of public support, you know, wearing them as often as possible, talking about the issue, talking about it with your friends and family members, you know, wearing them to every city council meeting going forward until, you know, the ordinance is actually passed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's simply, you know, without saying, you can just simply look out in the audience and know there are people in the community that are keeping this issue alive. They want this, mm-hmm. and they're going to continue to ever be in our presence until it happens. Mm-hmm. And so that's just another way of doing it. You know, it's also great if the community continues to say to their council person, mm-hmm. hey, you know, whether it's in a letter, whether it's a phone call, mm-hmm. and say, hey, this is a great thing. I'd like to see this happen in my community. Mm-hmm. And there's one other critical piece. You know, there's about to be a changing in the guards of Natchitoches on mm-hmm. Friday. There'll be a new mayor,
right.
One new city council person. So it's going to be critical that the council and the new administration continue to support this issue because the people support it. The people want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, as they work together, they revisit the ordinance and take a look at it and make sure that they design a document that will be suitable for the Natchitoches community and something that they can be proud of,
mm-hmm.
that the Natchitoches community can be proud of and benefit from, and something that's not diluted
mm-hmm.
and watered down, but something that every person will be protected from the ravishing effects of secondhand smoke. And, you know, just in a summation, those are going to be the real critical pieces in making sure that the movement keeps moving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, Fiamula, we talk about fear always being a component. And more importantly than fear, people just not having enough information or any information at all to get involved. And we say it every single day on this show that knowledge is power. And so this is why we wanted to revisit this issue again today, because we want our friends and all of our networkers in Natchitoches to be aware of what is happening in their community so that they too can be the change that they want to see.
Absolutely. And if, you know, as a community resource, you know, we've worked very closely, we meaning Tobacco Free mm-hmm. Living and its regional coordinators, worked very closely with the Alexandria City Council to help assist and provide technical assistance in that they're creating a document that they could be proud of for the Alexandria community. And so I simply say I offer myself as that exact same resource for the Natchitoches community, the mm-hmm. Natchitoches City Council. You know, let's sit down. Let's talk. I would love to be able to continue to have those one-on-one meetings, find out what changes you would like to see perhaps in the ordinance that you have as a template, and change it if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But let's change it and make sure that the movement keeps moving and that the cries of the people are heard.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is a topic, Fiamula, that we're going to continue to pound home, because not only does it affect people in workplaces, and I've said this many times on the show, if you're in a workplace where it is not an issue, then you cannot even imagine what it's like to have to go into your workplace and smell smoke, a workplace that you choose, yes, to work. But not only that, the issue of middle school kids that are starting to use tobacco every single day and the thousands of people that die every day from tobacco use. It is a subject that we must continue to talk about.
Absolutely. And you know, if we don't talk about it, then, you know, we simply give credence and just sort of open the door
mm-hmm.
for all of the negativity to take over. But again, it is important for us to keep this issue in the minds and hearts of the people. And more importantly, it's important that that councils across the state of Louisiana continue to listen to their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if no one had showed up on last night, the council could have very easily said,
mm-hmm.
no one is concerned about this issue. But that can't be said because the council room was filled.
Absolutely.
And so that was great, and we're excited about the people rallying behind this issue, and we're also excited that there was an opportunity that the council, and I just do want to, again, say kudos to the Natchitoches City Council for allowing the meeting to take place.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that open dialogue
mm-hmm.
and that forum, and hats off to the community members that showed up and represented those that could not show. But again, their voices were indeed
mm-hmm.
heard, and I would just simply say, let's act on what we heard last night. It was just overwhelming support for 100% smoke-free workplace.
Absolutely.
So let's keep the movement moving.
And we know that it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Fiamula, give people the website that they can go to so that they can get even more information about what's happening with tobacco-free living.
Absolutely. www.letsbetotallyclear.org. And, you know, computers, are so smart now that if you just go in and Google Let's Be Totally
mm-hmm.
Clear, you know, it'll populate. It'll come up. You know, I would also say that, you know, if there are additional questions
mm-hmm.
or if you're interested in getting involved in the movement or you want to know more, I am certainly available at area code 318-573-2339. And so, again, I would encourage, you know, citizens of Natchitoches to continue to embrace. You know, let me tell you how great this is, Carlette. I'm almost out of T-shirts, so I've got to order more T-shirts. You know, so people are wearing them.
Uh-huh.
They're saying, I support this. People are signing petitions, you know, giving and saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
yes, I support it. And so, again, let's keep the movement moving. Let's keep the momentum going. Many a great cause has died because, you know, we'll rally together one time, and then that's the end of it. But
Absolutely.
We can't allow this to wane off.
Absolutely.
We've got to keep the momentum going. We've got to keep it before the faces of the people that are the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that you're serious about this in your community, and let's keep the movement moving. So, again, letsbetotallyclear.org is a place that you can get more information. We're also on Facebook, so they can go to Let's Be Totally Clear on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also give me a call at 318-573-2339.
Absolutely. Well, Fiamula, your energy and your knowledge, your working knowledge about everything that needs to happen is absolutely admirable. And we thank you for this movement. We thank Let's Be Totally Clear and all of the work that all of you all are doing throughout the region. And we certainly support and applaud all that you all are doing. Thank you so much, Fiamula, always for spending the very best part.
Thank you so much. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Carlette. You can't see me, but I'm bowing. I'm bowing to OPT Network. We appreciate you and your support and the voice that you lend to this very important issue.
Absolutely. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, I've got some exciting things that we've got coming up right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubro and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubro and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubro and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubro and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, we want you to log on to www.aatss.com, or you can phone Lee Mallett and his team at 337-214-0428. also First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building this community for more than 60 years, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. That's people care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, always, D.C., on the front lines of being the change that she wants to see in her community. The number to phone for Sylvia's Caring Companions is 318-346-2540, or in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. Now, I tell you, coming up, we have some really, really exciting things. The month, as I said, is almost over, but we have really been working diligently to bring some very special people to the OPT network. And one of the people that we're working on is the Surgeon General of the United States of America, and that's Dr. Regina Benjamin, and all of her initiatives when it comes to tobacco and our youth and being the change that we want to see in the world. And she's got a lot of new initiatives, and so we hope to make that happen so that we can bring that to you. And, you know, Fiamula talked a little bit about it, D.C., earlier, about this movement moving. And the movement has to start with each and every one of us. And when we look at the number of middle school children who are becoming smokers every single day, it tells you that tobacco is a real problem in our community. It's a real problem in our families. And that we have to be the change that we want to see. And we know that Dr. Benjamin is doing a lot of great work to bring about the change. So we hope to bring that. And also in our partnership, or bring Dr. Benjamin to the OPT network, hopefully this week. And we're working with the White House. And I think DC said that we did get the clearance from the White House. And so now today we're waiting for confirmation from Dr. Benjamin's office. But also in our partnership with Essence Magazine, we will also be presenting Lettucey in June. And we're working with her team to make that happen. Many people know Lettucey and know about her work. She is an incredible artist. She, following the success of her Pieces of Me track, she's a 7-time Grammy-nominated singer. And she's going to be hitting the road, kicking off her tour starting in June. And she's also partnered with Essence Magazine to bring her new book, Better Than All Right, Finding Peace, Love, and Power. And you guys know that not only am I a wordsmith, love words, but I love to read. And I would encourage each and every one of you to read. And we read so that hopefully you'll want to read, and to encourage your kids to read, especially during the summer, to keep them engaged. And we know how challenging that can be. Well, we've read Lettucey's book, and it is absolutely just one of the most different books I think that I've ever read. And it is a book, and I'm looking at the book as I speak, it is a book that I would call interactive. And you know, sometimes books, the authors ask you to write various different things, and most of the times we never do. But with Lettucey's book, I was so inspired that each and every page is filled with my own words and my own writing, because I felt inspired by the poetry and the prose and all of the beautiful words that she had written. I felt inspired to write my words as she had asked in her book. And so it's a book that, it's an incredible life story. And you know, we talk about possibility every single day. And the main reason why we are so passionate about bringing the show is to empower you to live your dream. If you are working at a job that has become drudgery, it is time that you create a plan to figure out what you're gifted at, what you're talented at, and get to work at that and make that a real reality. And as I read Lettucey's book and her journey, it is absolutely inspiring. It is awe-inspiring, and it will inspire you to believe in possibility. And every single person that we bring to the OPT network has a great story of, in many cases, what seemed to be tragedy that ends up being triumph. or triumphant. And so when we look at the people that have gone through the journey, it speaks to possibility. And every single person that has made it inspires us that the next person can make it and the next person can make it. And so we plan to bring you Lettice's story, her new book, Better Than All Right, Finding Peace, Love, and Power. And it's a story of great faith. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to share this really, really neat article that I read that hopefully will inspire you as well. Here's Lettice.
People just don't know what I'm about. They haven't seen what's there behind my smile. There's so much more in me I'm showing now.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. You know, I'm always looking for great things to share with you. And I read an article from author Mary Ann Williamson. She's a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, and she has written many, many books about spirituality and about life. And you know, this has been a time for many people of great loss. And so a lot of people are trying to figure out how to rebound from the loss in their lives. And we just had another loss in our family. Our brother-in-law went home to be with the Lord. And so I wanted to share this article, DC, with our listeners, because I think it's really, really apropos. It says, the present moment, if you think about it, is the only time there is. No matter what time it is always now. Yet often we live somewhere else, with thoughts of the past and concerns about the future. We rob ourselves of a full experience of the present. Although the past is over and the future is never quite here, our minds are usually so involved with one or both of them that the present serves very little function except to form a bridge between the two. There is another way to focus our minds, claiming more fully our experience of being alive in the moment. The cultivation of stillness, of a sense of the sacred in every instant, is a radically different perspective from the speedy ride of linear time that dominates our world. Living fully in the moment is key to both personal and spiritual liberation. To be set free of our obsessions with the past and future is to be free of the chains that bind us to them. We do not heal the past by dwelling there. We heal the past by living fully in the present. We do not secure a better future by living in the future. We secure a better future by living full and well in the present. Time weighs heavy upon us until timelessness lifts us up and sets us free. So the moral of this amazing article is that we've got to be present in the here and now. And she says faith in a positive life force, which is the essence of spiritual perspective, presents the possibility that we can afford to relax and just let life be. And for many of us, you know, I said at the top of the show, many of us who are having trouble sleeping and having restless nights, it has a lot to do with just letting go. And when we let go and we live in the here and now, and we're present for ourselves, for our families, for the people around us, our coworkers, the people that matter, it's about not living in the past, not trying to move toward the future, but living and being present right where we are. Until we do that, the moment in which we live neither comforts us nor gives us sustenance, insight, nor wisdom. Worst of all, she says, perhaps it gives us no joy, because we can't find peace by seeking it in a past we cannot change, or by seeking it in a future that we can't control. Peace can be found only in the present, in which we deeply accept all of life, what was, is, and will be. Living in the present doesn't mean surrendering our responsibility to correct some things from the past or plan to make a way for the future. In fact, it is the ultimate taking of responsibility for both. The only point where God's time eternity meets time is, we know, is in the present moment. So I would say to you this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're worried about, we have no control of what happened in the past. We have no control of what will happen in the future. But what we can do is we can live in this moment. We can love the people that are with us. We can love ourselves, and we can be the change that we want to see. I hope that this is a thought and an article that will carry you through your day and through your week, as it has for us. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. But God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday. And guess what? We'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation